do I do for the mic? Do I have to turn something on the bottom? It's already, do I have to press this when I'm going?
I can hear you.
You can hear Patty?
Then I can scream and holler and.
Brenda, did you say you can hear Patty?
Yeah, I can hear you, Patty.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Let's get us going. It is Monday, March 28, 2022. That clock hasn't been moved forward, so it really is 2:32. Let's go ahead and get the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee started. Okay. You want to do roll call, Sonia?
Sure. All right. Please confirm verbally that you are present. Ann Way.
Here.
Bryn McCormick.
Here.
Stu Osborne.
Here.
Patty Oliver.
Present.
Beatriz.
Here.
And CM is not present. Okay. And Mike Kavanaugh. All right. And Sonia Graham. We're good.
Wonderful.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. It's nice to see you again. You've kind of been incognito since, I don't know, December or something. Were you hiding from me, Mike?
Oh, Ann, you know I wouldn't hide from you.
I know where to find you.
Okay. I actually wish I was in person with you guys and not in my office. In 30 minutes, I got another meeting, so sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Just glad you're here now. All right, Mike, there's Patty. Patty is our newest member. You probably have not met her in person. Mike Kavanaugh is the director of Parks and Recreation.
Okay. I wondered what his title was.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go ahead and look at the February 28th meeting minutes. And I will accept a motion to accept them as they are, or if you find any changes.
Hi, Ann. I have one slight change.
Okay, where is it?
It's at the end of the second page and continuing on to the third page. So its heading is called goal number 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it discusses the policy and procedures goal. And basically it talks about me offering to help and work closely with Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
And go through it and basically it doesn't even mention you, and you're definitely a part of that work group. So I wanted to offer a change, and I'll make a motion if it needs to happen to have your name added to this, because you're working very closely with us with goal number 5.
If you look at where it says goal number 5, says 25, form a work group to focus on 60-plus activity center policies and procedures, was Angela, Bob, and Ann, and only person still on committee. So it does recognize that I'm still on the committee, Stu.
Okay. Well, going forward, my proposed change is the actual action of what we did after that. And you were definitely involved in the meeting with Sonia. And basically, I wanted you to be involved in that, you know, to be shown that you were involved in that.
Okay.
It says Sonia and Stu will meet to discuss. Well, it was Sonia and Stu and Ann to meet and discuss.
Got that, Sonia? Okay. Is that a motion?
Okay. I make a motion to change that to add your name in underneath goal number 5 as someone that's also working with Sonia and Stu. So add Ann's name to that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I move that the meeting minutes be accepted by the committee as edited that way.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay. Both Bryn and Patty seconded that. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I got ayes from everybody. Perfect. Thank
aye.
You. Okay. Minutes are done. Righty, next would be our discussion of the committee goals. Okay, and we have the printout of the 21-22 goals. Bryn, you are the person working on number one. Do you have any updates for us?
I don't. Things are just moving forward with it, so there's nothing really to report.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just want to double check. All righty. Goal number two, that's the one that Patty and I have been working on. We did meet. We came up with some great ideas of what we can do. One of the things we came up with that we're moving forward, a couple of things we're moving forward on. Patty is going to meet with Centro de Ayuda and talk to them about providing English as a second language to some of the elders in the community. We are guessing that perhaps they don't want to go up to the college and pay for it, but that they would go there to where the Centro de Ayuda class and office is located. The other thing we're looking at, and we've just started this really, is that we're going to talk with the churches in Newport, Yahats, Waldport, and Seal Rock, and ask them about what their, we broke that up. We're going to ask them, what are the needs in their community? What are people coming in from the community saying, I need help with? Is it gas money? Is it food vouchers? You know, what is it are your people needing? And then from that, we'll take that information and work on it and come up with some type of an activity to do, perhaps like a drive of some kind with that what we collect to be dispersed between all of the churches so that when people come in, the churches have something to give out. So my idea, and it was just an idea, that's all it is, just an idea, was maybe socks and hygiene items. A lot of times I see homeless people roaming around with flip-flops on, regardless of the type of weather we have outside. And I think probably socks would be good. And I've walked past a few of them in the grocery store, and hygiene products could be very helpful for them. Again, we're not moving on that part of it. I haven't made any calls. I have my list at home of the churches. Between Seal Rock, Waldport, and Yahats, I have 11 churches to contact. So I haven't done anything else with that at this point. Patty, you have anything you want to add?
Yes, I've called quite a few churches here, and I've had to call them numerous times, and some called me back with the information, and some have not called me back. And that, I did check, my account was scammed, so I've lost some contacts, but I don't think any of them have called back that I haven't caught. I have tried about three times to make contact with Centro de Ayuda, and I will keep pursuing it, but they haven't called me back, and so I'm finding out when I can sneak in the back way. The steps are too much for you. Most of you don't know that I was hurt very badly, and I'm learning to walk again, so steps are a problem, but I found out how I can get in the back. Mm-hmm. So, and I also have, well, we haven't discussed, you know, events at the senior center, but I've been working on that too.
Okay, great. Do we have any questions from anyone about goal number two?
And last time I was down at Grace Winds, I learned something interesting. They say they give out about 100 pairs of socks a day there. The issue is that if you're in the rain and your socks get wet, you have to toss them out so they don't, you know, people can't hold on to them. Mm-hmm. So some of that flip-flop action, you know, might have to do with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that info. I kind of wondered about that. And when Patty and I met, that's what she said. Well, when they get wet, they probably just take them off and leave them. And exactly, you know, where are they going to dry them? And they're probably not going to wash them. Okay, great. Goal number three. No, whoops. It's not in order. Sorry about that. Okay. So that was tabled. Okay. Sorry about that. I got myself kamboogled. Number four, Brian, anything to provide any updates for the volunteer diving program?
Just that we completed today the grant application for OCF, Oregon Community Fund, and that's going through. We are requesting funds for an electronic van with wheelchair accessibility. The next step on that is going to be working on a policy manual for volunteer drivers. So that's on our radar. It hasn't begun yet, but it will start.
Wonderful. That is really exciting. When does the grant close? When do you anticipate hearing?
Well, the grant closes. The last day for application is Wednesday, and we will hear mid-August.
Okay. Mid-August. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we'll just have to hold on and be excited and patient. Thank you. Any questions for Bryn about that? No? Okay. Let's move on to number five. Form a work group to focus on 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. And Stu is the kind of the go-to person for that. Stu, you have a report?
Yes, I do. As you know, you provided me information that Angela and Bob had worked on before, and it was a really good document with regard to the approach of being able to actually shake down these policies and procedures and find out what's, you know, still valid, what needs to be changed, you know, what needs to be added. And within our email back and forth with Sonia, I was able to provide her some policies and procedures that we worked on as a work group last year. Bob, myself, and Bryn and Angela provided a computer equipment and loan agreement document checkout procedure. And Bryn and Angela provided some companion docs that were very good with regard to how to join a Zoom meeting and how to check out, or actually how to work with your iPad. So we provided those to Sonia, and she added them to the pile of policies and procedures that she's working on. So we talked to her in a meeting then on March 16th, as you remember, Anne, at the center, Sonia, myself, and you. And we presented that approach document to her, the one that Angela and Bob and you worked on, Anne. And we went through the whole thing and understood it. And we discussed the format that the manual would take. And the discussion revolved around whether or not the policies and procedures would be separate in separate books or the same book or on even on the same page. And we decided as a work group that the policy should be listed right at the same page as the procedure for that policy. So together, they'll be able to look at them and see that there's a procedure and a policy together that when they won't have to go looking for it. So Sonia gave us a pretty good idea of her workload, and she asked if it was okay to take at least 2 months to actually work on her next step, which, by the way, she owns the next step, which is to look through the whole manual the way it is now. It's just an outline, and actually go through it and see what's still valid and what needs to be changed and maybe what even needs to be added, of course. And so she's asked for a couple of months, and we're so willing to be, you know, flexible with that because we know that she's got a lot on her plate. So Anne decided that she would own the working copy of the policy and procedures manual. So she's going to work her skills toward the formatting and all the good things that she does with documents. So right now the policy and procedures is basically a pile of separate documents, and there's really it's under question whether or not there's any copies that are online or anything, and what the state of those are. And I was planning on meeting with Sonia and finding out if there was any electronic copies that we could leverage, or if she has to work out of that policy of you know, hard copies that she has in those folders. So anyway, to make a long story short, that's what the status is. And I needed to talk to Sonia with regard to how to actually, you know, work forward and how her schedule is looking. So that's my report.
Okay. And the only reason I'm going to own those is because I am willing to do the typing of them. Once mm-hmm. our group is completed with it, it will all go to Sonia because they're really the 60 plus. They're really not mine. So I just wanted to clarify that. I didn't want you to think I was going to be telling everybody what to do. even though I am bossy. Any questions or comments for Stu? Okay. Well, that's the end of our goals. Nice work, everybody. We are trudging right along, and it feels so good to have a group again so that we can move forward. Okay, the next thing we're going to discuss is the report on the advisory committee member FAQs, frequently asked questions, and Stu, I think, is going to do that.
Yes, I was wondering if everybody could share, if I shared my screen, would everybody be able to see my screen, including Patty, if I shared it? Because it's kind of a long list, but I could read it out loud, no problem. That's no problem. But then when we get to the next part of the meeting, there's a couple of suggestions with the GARD website. So those might be better rather than me read the long list for you guys to look at. So why don't we approach it with the facts first, and I'll go ahead and read what I've got, and then you guys decide whether or not you want me to share this document with regard to the notes on the website when we get to that point. Okay, so...
Stu, can I interrupt?
Sure.
Would you mind just doing like a recap, because it is a really long list, and before we actually... Mm-hmm. Once you and I finish our work with that, then we will bring
sure.
the final project back and have the committee say, yes, that's what we want you to move forward with.
Okay, so what do you want working. Me to actually present now? What do you want me to present right now?
Why don't you just give a recap of what's on there?
Oh, okay. Well, the reason we wanted to do a FAQ in the first place is the police department's website on the mm-hmm. city of Newport has such a great FAQ link, and it explains a little bit about what their advisory committee does. So I made a suggestion last meeting that we actually have one on our website, but what it would be just a link on our homepage that says frequently asked questions about the advisory committee. And then you'd hit that. And then you'd have pointed questions there in that FAQ, and they'd be linked to the answers back on the website or, you know, however we wanted to do it. Like you said, Ann, we're just in the formulation of all this. So the questions I have, the facts I have to do with the Activity Center Advisory Committee and their goals and how do we help seniors and how much does it cost to join and how can I join and what are the accreditations and why are they important and which of the Activity Center programs are evidence-based or, you know, how do I sign up for Meals on Wheels? What are the precautions against COVID? How does the advisory committee support and assist the Activity Center? Those kinds of things, which could all be there for people to see and explore and find out what we do, which could help eventually the type of people that we get on the Activity Center board. So committees. Advisory committee. So that's it, pretty much in a nutshell about the facts. And I'm still needing to work with you too, Ann, and get your ideas on what you need to put in there and, of course, filling in the answers too.
Okay, well, outside of this, we'll set up another meeting.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
Thanks,
good.
Stu. Any questions mm-hmm. or comments for Stu? I do have to say I really appreciate Stu sat with me for about an hour. I didn't think it was going to take that long. But he showed me how to get onto the City Newport website and then onto the policing part. Their area is amazing. It is so clean and so professional mm-hmm. and doesn't leave you going, oh, geez, now where am I supposed to go? Then we went onto ours, and I just kind of sat there and kind of made these mumbly noises because the first thing that pops up is Meals on Wheels. And the 60-plus mm-hmm. center isn't Meals on Wheels. We loan out our kitchen at our facility for Meals on Wheels. So Mike is laughing. That was one of the things that I just kind of mumbled about. And then Stu had me going all kinds of places. And we found out some of the links just took us back to the home all the time. It didn't take us to where the links implied it was going to take us. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really helpful, and I appreciated Stu spending that time with me because we came up with a lot of information to provide.
Yeah, thank you. I put in another hour since, and actually have a pretty succinct set of recommendations that you and I should go over with before I give them to Sonia. But I wanted to ask Sonia, even in this meeting, if when we give our recommendations for website changes. What format does IT expect it in, and can we adhere to that so that we could possibility, you know, to make the exchange of ideas profitable and exact and succinct? Because you know how it is when you try to explain, hey, this needs to go there, that needs to go there, and this now needs to be changed to that. It gets to be a little bit hard unless you're there with the person making this website changes and can explain them, you know, and what's wrong. So my question to you is, if I just come up with a list of bullets that says, here, this needs to be changed to this and that needs to be changed to that, is that going to be enough for IT?
I believe that that would work still. I'm not positive, but that sounds right to me.
Okay, how about we do this? Anne and I can flesh those out a little bit more. And she can understand them, and we can even work together and, you know, maybe even decide which ones are most important and maybe give them to you in the first wave, which means, hey, we need these changed today. It'd be great to have the right committee members on the page and have our, you know, those kind of things a high priority, and then put another request in later for just, you know, housekeeping stuff and things that we think that would be good. Would that be a good approach? Okay, priority-wise, okay. I'm getting a nod from you. So that's what I'll do, and we'll work together, Anne, you and me, and come up with those changes. And I can meet with you anywhere where you can get onto the City of Newport website. Okay. But, yeah, I think the FAQ would be one that we want to actually make it a high priority.
I agree. Okay. Because the way it is right now, it's just all jumbled up.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. So if we policy, you know, if we actually pattern our changes after the City of Newport Police Department site, I think we'll have a better chance of having them approved, because if they're all the same, you know, consistency through the different departments, it will be slick.
Yeah. And theirs looks great. It really looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can use that.
Thanks, Stu. Okay. Uh-huh. Let's move on. The next item on the agenda is the memo or letter that I had, the idea I had brought up over my concern of people getting on our committee and then not staying, not fulfilling terms. And I know life is happening. I know that. At the same time, we need to have a group here so that we can accomplish our goals. And Stu and I did work on this. And I think we came up with a pretty good document to begin with. It already has had change on it that you won't be seeing. But we would like feedback on this before we forward it on. Sonia has received a copy. Before we forward this on and do much with it. So any feedback? No feedback. Everybody's happy with it? Hey, way to go, Stu. Okay.
Well, it's your document we worked on, but it's fit for purpose. I think I like it a lot.
One thing that I noticed here, it doesn't make much sense. Next to the bottom, it says, we sincerely hope this information will help you make the decision to apply for membership on the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee. This is meant to be sent after we get the application. So I need to change that and say thank you for applying
for
the 60-plus. So that one sentence will be changed, and then we'll get it out and about. Patty?
I have a question. Are you talking about interesting volunteers for the group? Is that what you're talking about?
People who have already applied.
Oh, for ones that have already applied?
Yeah, then this letter would be sent.
I was going to say, the reason I'm here is because I saw it in the newspaper.
Yeah, and I saw that in the article in the newspaper, too. Thanks for that, Sonia. Okay, so we will get this moved forward, and I'll get one sent to our next applicant to make sure he has an understanding. Thank you. Okay, on to advisory committee applicant. We're just cruising through here like we know what we're doing, folks. I like it. We do know what we're doing. Okay, so we have an email from a man by the name of Donald G. J. Boy, that's one tongue twister. Nice gentleman. I did happen to meet him. So if you could if you haven't already taken a minute, please take a minute to read through this. And then we'll discuss it and make a decision on whether or not we're going to invite him to next month's meeting.
I've actually read his bio or his answers.
Well, what do you think, Stu? Any feedback?
Oh, man, he seems to be overqualified for us. He's had a lot of experience. I would vote him in right away. He seems like a good guy, and you and I both met him, energetic and passionate about what we're doing here. So, I mean, I think he knew more than what I thought he might know when I talked to him there in the center about what we do.
I'm curious, guys, when you met with him, did you talk with him a little bit about the kind of the obligations of being on the advisory committee? And
we didn't get really specific, but he mentioned, you know, items that he had experience with that we do. So, you know,
right.
That's basically what.
Yeah. What I was thinking was the type of thing, you know, we're trying to make sure that we can find people on the committee who are willing to commit, you know, for the full term and all that kind of stuff. And I was wondering if you guys had a chance to discuss.
Didn't get a feel for that. I didn't think. Did you, Anne?
Well, I had talked to Sonia about it, and she had been talking with him for quite a while. So I'm going to let her share what she knows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did talk to Don, let him know, you know, what's required, that not only coming to the monthly meetings, but getting on a work group and being active. He's really, really interested in the policies and procedures, so it would be great if we could go back in time and get him active before he misses out on that, because that's definitely one of his passions. But as far as his commitment, he has been in the 60-plus center. He signed up as a volunteer, and he's been coming in, and he's documented almost every item in every room in the 60-plus center. There's only two rooms left to go, and they're going to finish that up on Wednesday. So I don't think there's any question about his commitment and his willingness to give of time and effort.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks for asking, Bren. Okay. So, Patty, you have any comments?
Well, I don't find a copy of that. Are we supposed to have a copy of the? It might have been in something that was lost.
Patty, I struggled with that too when I first joined. It's embedded in the actual mail you get.
I saw this, but I was talking about the individual you're talking about.
Yeah, there's another document embedded in the mail you get for the meeting minutes or for the meeting agenda. Excuse me.
Okay.
And so you have to click on his name, and then you can see his document come up.
Okay.
That's from the agenda that you were sent.
That sounds good.
Okay. All righty. I think this we have to have a motion for this, don't we, Mike? To invite
vote
him
on
to our meeting. I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Trying to remember. We just did this on. I don't think you need to have a motion for having them come in as an applicant. You have to have the motion on the back end for acceptance.
Okay.
And I will say two things. I really like the prospect letter. I didn't get to chime in right on time, but I might actually borrow it. If you guys don't mind, for the Parks and Rec, I love it. And then the second thing is, I know talking with Sonia, she told me about Don 2 weeks ago doing the inventory in the building, and she was like, this is going to take forever. And the fact that it's only 2 weeks have gone by and he only has two rooms left, that is phenomenal. It sounds like he's going to be a very sharp individual to be on the committee. So,
okay, great.
I know.
I'll send you a bill for our letter. Not expecting to get paid. Okay.
Checks in the mail.
Oh, great. Sonia.
I gotta go, guys. I just wanted to let you know that also.
Thanks,
sorry.
Mike. It's good to see and hear you.
I'll be there next month in person.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Bye, Sonia, guys.
Would you go ahead and invite Don GJ to next month's meeting?
Will do.
That would be great. So then
this is his interview, right, Ann? This will be his interview in the month.
Yes. So I really want us, the other part of my concern and why we created that letter, I really want us to have some good questions, some good solid questions, so that when we ask him, we can hear from him. We can hear what's going on in his head and and how he's feeling about our committee. So start thinking about your questions now. And you don't need to send them to me unless you would like to send them to me. You're free to keep your question and ask it yourself. Okay? Excited. That will be great. Okay, and then next, accreditation report.
So unfortunately, I have not heard back. I have reached out to the peer-to-peer reviewer to check on the status and have not gotten any feedback, so I have nothing to report.
Boogers. Okay, well, we're moving. We're moving. They've had it for a year. They've had all of our stuff for a year. So this is one of those things that COVID definitely put a sliver in, but I think we've got the sliver out and we're moving forward. I'm hoping so. Okay, then we, the next, well, do you have any questions about accreditation? I didn't think so. Sorry, I didn't ask though. Okay, then we've got the two department reports. We've got it's just Sonia's report to Mike about what has happened. Did you want to say anything about that, Sonia?
Not really. This just gives you an idea of, you know, what kind of things we've got going on here, what meetings that I have been attending, just this extra snippet of the specific meetings. It's not all of them. What I really like is showing the number of programs that we're offering and revenue generated. I recently just did a count of our current active members. I did a presentation to the Rotary Club last Thursday regarding the 60-plus activity center. And when I ran the number of current active members on last Monday, we had a little bit over 660 active members, and that number continues to grow. So I'm thrilled that we are starting to pick up more. These numbers are only going to continue to get better, and we're signing up new programs, new activities, new events all the time.
That is amazing. I am really happy to hear that. I'm just so glad we're back amongst the living again. It just makes me feel good when I come by or drive by and I see cars and people in the windows. It's like, this is what we should be doing. Okay. No public comments from anybody?
I have not received any comments.
All righty. Well, that's pretty easy.
I guess there have been a couple people had given me more input, asking for more Tai Chi, more art classes, and more hikes and trips. Those are nobody asked me to bring anything to the committee.
Okay, that's great. I'm hoping that you're gonna do another Tai Chi class too.
Hey, okay. Ann?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask and actually commend Sonia on her activities. You know, she's only been there, month and a half, 2 months, and look at everything she's doing. Oh my goodness. You know, I just want to commend you. I actually read your piece in the paper, too. You come to us with a lot of good, you know, background, and your passion for the Plus 60 Center is apparent. So my question is about the grant to build the recording studio in the education room. Wow. Is that have a good way of, is that going to actually have a good chance of getting done? And I'd love to actually get involved in that a little bit.
I would say that even if we don't win that particular grant, that there would definitely be, I will definitely keep working on it, and we could probably do it for less expensive than that grant and be able to make it and, you know, bootstrap it if we need to. Brandon just sent me a great article talking about how important it is for seniors to reminisce, to audibly talk about their life history, and, you know, not just passing time reminiscing, but how it's very beneficial to their health. It's actually really good for working with it or talking with people with dementia as well. So just everything that we have in mind for this particular recording studio and recording people's histories with it as one of the major aspects of using it, I think it's going to be really positive. So hopefully we'll win this particular grant. We'll build it the way that I had designed it for the grant, but if not, we'll still make it happen. And I'm glad there's so much positive impact. I mean,
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay. Can you believe it? I mean, that would be awesome. So I won't take up any more time in this meeting, but I'd love to meet with you and find out what your scope is for this, if it includes music or if it doesn't include audio only, and you know, who maybe possibly that I might know that could possibly be an instructor for recording music. I think he's already approached the 60 plus advisory committee on his availability to help. So let's just maybe think about that, talking about that in the future.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to talk about it. And I'm talking about mostly a video recording, but of course it would have the audio recording as well. And I think that we could definitely build that in. You know, if it's okay, because we're talking about that, the things that were in that article, I do want to mention that I had brought up, I think, and I don't remember if we talked about it here before, lowering the age, potentially, that one of my dreams was to lower the age. I can tell you that since I had the interview with that article and the more and more people I've talked to, there's been a lot of pushback, a lot of people not comfortable with the idea of lowering the age as low as 50. From what I've heard right now, the feedback is some people really like it at 60, and some people said, you know, 55 would be okay. They would be comfortable with that. So just so everybody knows, I don't want anybody wondering what's going on with that or if I'm going to really rock the boat on this one. I'm kind of kicking back a little bit, and I'm not going to keep pushing forward. So it's not definitely as urgent of a thing, and I am not going to... definitely not going back as far as 50 if we make changes at all.
Okay, thanks for that heads up. Yeah, I was wondering about that when I read the article. Thanks, I'm done.
So now just to clarify that would actually be for membership. So you can come and volunteer at the 60 plus center and not be 60. So I think I start, I'm 63, and I think I started when I was 54. I'm not positive about that, but I think that's what it was. So. You can come volunteer. You can take all the volunteers.
Yeah. It's important you say that too, because it needs to be communicated out, because I was under the impression it was just 60 plus only, and, you know, for the volunteers too. So yeah, it needs to be changed. It needs to be, maybe it's a good thing for our FAC.
I was going to say, I think 55 myself, especially with the COVID has made many changes in people's working and their home. And I think, just from the people that I encounter and all, it seems to me like that's a good breaking point. And people are retiring at that age, some of them. And so I think 50 is too young, but I personally think 55 is a good number.
Well, thank you for that, Patty. And that actually corresponds with like the retirement living communities, like the Pacific Beach Homes Club is 55 plus,
yeah.
For example.
That's true. Okay, next would be establishing agenda and meeting date. Our next meeting will be Monday, April the 25th, 2:30, same time, same place. We're moving to an in-person format. I think everything will be pretty much the same on the agenda except for the meeting minutes would change. And instead of having the advisory committee applicant application, we would have the advisory committee applicant. Beyond that, and then the applicant letter can come off. Yeah, because
and
I'm sure, yes.
Sorry, I just want, this is totally off the subject, but I want to remind the committee members that Peggy O'Callaghan's 1 year after retirement party will be on April 15th from 2 till 4 at the Activity Center.
Yep, saw that in the paper too.
For Peggy's party.
Yeah, Anne, I have one thing I needed to bring to your attention about the next meeting date. I am scheduled to be out of town from April 25th, taking care of my father in Eastern Washington until the 30th. So hopefully the committee can vote on the new member and we can have a quorum, because I know we're right there at that edge.
If you're not here, we won't have a quorum.
Yeah. Could we possibly have the meeting at a different day? I'm not leaving until the Saturday, so Friday the 22nd, maybe?
That would work for me. How are Fridays for people, or how are Mondays?
Well, it depends on...
Pulling up my calendar.
Monday's usually...
I'm wide open until...
How about April 18th, the week before?
That would work for me.
Friends...
Easter Monday, let's see. I'm... Anytime before 12, I have to be out by 12.
Okay. Tuesday
before 12, okay.
Could I do this by phone, even though we're doing it?
Yeah, you could do it by phone. Couldn't she?
Or maybe Stu, maybe you could do it by phone on the...
Well, I'll be traveling that day, unfortunately. Oh,
and you're talking about the next meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
So it's April 18th. And you'll double check to make sure the room is available before that's set in stone?
Bryn can't do it, cannot do it the afternoon of the 18th, though,
but she
right?
said she could on the phone. Did I misinterpret what you said,
no,
Bryn?
I'm sorry. No, I am in meetings starting at noon until 10:30 that night.
Oh.
You can do early, but not late.
Okay, 11 p.m.
Okay. I'm still up at that time. Okay, how's Tuesday the 19th?
Sorry, from 1 o'clock till 9 o'clock that day, I'm tied up.
Okay.
The 20th, I'm good.
Oh, wait a minute.
We were looking
see.
At a Friday, too, right? The Friday the 15th or Friday the 20th?
Doctor's appointment.
Friday the 22nd?
Let me check.
Is that what you're saying, Friday the 22nd?
I know that works for me.
It works for me.
Patty's checking.
What time are you looking at?
I can't do the 22nd. And I can't do the 23rd.
How is the 21st? Gosh. Thursday the 21st.
Okay for me.
Just a sec, sorry.
Okay.
Like what time? What time is that pretty much open? Can we look for the afternoon that day? Is that best?
Oh.
What time? It doesn't matter for me on the 21st. At this point, I think it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Anytime.
I have a meeting until 1, and I have another meeting starting at 2, from 2 to 3.
So if we make it 3.
I could do it either.
3:30 won't work. Do you have time in between, Bryn?
That would be fine, 3:30 or even 3. I just have to be there to vote.
So the 21st at 3 o'clock, and
Thursday.
Sonia will let us know if that's going
to
work.
Right, I'll have to make sure the chambers are available that we can.
What day are we?
Oh, that's right. I have to
do 21st.
A publicly broadcast meeting
at 3. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stu, for letting us know now.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure we could meet. That's for sure.
Okay. Any other business to bring to the committee? Okay, thank you everyone. I appreciate your hard work. Let's go ahead and close this meeting of the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee. It is 3:15. Stay safe, take care, safe travels. And I know I'll be talking to a couple of you before then. And see you next month.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
Bye now.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, I can. I never can use these things. And just go up to...
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I can't.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
That's not...
If you'd like to make a call...
I don't have anything. alerted me. I was all set for this, but I'd rather do this anyway. Have you got a minute to chat, Sonia, since I missed?
Sure.
Anne, it's nice working with you, Anne.
Thank you.
I'll be anxious to find out the things that you discovered. I hope I can get somebody to do something at the, but I'm not, you know, I'm not letting it pass. I'm pursuing.
Well, we'll just keep working on it. That's all we can. That's why the goals, working towards them. Thanks, Sonia.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Patty.
Let me just see. I think I can get this and stop this.